Checking the numbers as they settled in Chicago on this Thursday afternoon. Futures from the hard red winter wheat pit were up 15 cents in the nearby March contract at $9.46.5. And the May futures up 11 at $9.51.5. Of course, that's in Kansas City for the hard red for the day. The soft red in Chicago at $7.90.5, up 13.75. July at $8.53, up 13.25. March corn at $7.29.75, up 15.75. The May at $7.36.75, up 15.25 cents. July corn at $7.40.25, up 15. December at $6.15.75, up 10.25. March beans today at $14.05, up 18.25. The May at $14.12, up 17.75. July $14.19, up 17.5. And the November beans at $13.62.5, up 16.75. The nearby livestock finished the live cattle futures April contract up $2 at $114.20. March feeders at $129.97.5, up 60 on the day, and the lean hogs at $88.80 finished 55 cents higher. You are listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Nearby crude oil futures at $101.80 a barrel, down 43 cents. Ethanol at 258 and 3 tenths, that's 7 tenths lower. Natural gas at 378 and 2 tenths, down 3 and 6 tenths. And the heating oil or diesel fuel, 9 tenths of a cent lower at $3 and 4 and 8 tenths of a cent. The gold futures at $1,416 finished down $21.20. And the Dow now just about 205 points higher at 12,272. The dollar at 74.48 is down 0.18. The CRB index at 360.56 is up 1.44. And the S&P at 1331.05 is 22.61 higher on the afternoon.
The Closing Market Report on Illinois Public Media is made possible with support from L&M Commodities, a full-service brokerage company serving area farmers with professional market advice and crop insurance products. L&M Commodities has offices in New Market, Indiana, Leland, Illinois, and Terrell, Arkansas.
Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area for this afternoon. Partly sunny skies, a high near 49. South-southeast winds at 11 to 14. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers. That after midnight, mostly cloudy, a low of 42. South winds between 9 and 11 miles an hour. And Friday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm or two. High near 57. South winds between 11 and 14 miles an hour. Friday, the chance of precip is 80% during the day. Friday night showers, a low of 40. North-northwest winds between 10 and 15. Chance of precip Friday night, 90%. We'll take a complete look at the agricultural weather forecast when we get to the bottom of the hour and we talk with Mike Tenora. He's with tstorm.net. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Thursday afternoon. Dan Zwicker is at the Commodity Classic in a way today. In his stead, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson is with us to take a look at the commodity futures markets. Thanks, Jackie, for joining us on fairly short notice.
Well, thanks, Todd, for asking me.
Tell me about the marketplace and what you saw today. Was it encouraging?
Oh, there's no question it was encouraging. I think it started right out this morning with export sales. Corn had the fifth week in a row where we were above a million metric tons. You know, we haven't seen that since the end of 2007. Again, we saw Japan and Mexico being our biggest buyers. Wheat was disappointing, but the guesses for wheat were just gigantic at 1.4 million metric tons, so pretty hard for wheat to get to that level. I thought it was interesting to see beans kind of stomp the guesses and come in higher also. So in general today, in contrast to yesterday, a much more positive day, even on the Libyan front.
Yeah, a far more positive day, and the marketplace managed to rally everything pretty sharply, 18 cents in the nearby beans. Corn futures were up 15 and three quarters. Wheat futures even gained 13 and three quarters. You think it's the start of another run up in the marketplace?
Well, I think that, you know, what we've seen in this particular market is a lot of, it's a really strong bull market, Todd. It goes up, it consolidates, it goes up, pulls back, goes up, consolidates, and basically I think that we're back at the top end of the consolidation range and looking to see if we can push through. You know, we'll see once on May. The contract high is 744 and a quarter. We need to push through that to be able to say that we're going to go up to the next level. But I believe we're consolidating at this level. Funds were strong buyers today. They bought 10,000 corn, 6,000 beans, and 4,000 wheat.
What will you be looking forward to in tonight's trade and as we end the week tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to look to see if we have the, you know, how tight the trade's going to be. I think that if we can finish the night tonight and be up at least two to four on corn and beans, I think we have a great opportunity to see this end up being a much better week than what it looked like it was going to be earlier on.
Yeah, take a look further out. What are the stumbling blocks for the marketplace in the next month? Weather could be good, I suppose. Then on the other side, you've got maybe drought that could lean out there, later planting season that could come if we have more rainfall. What are the things that you look forward to and that are fundamental to the marketplace and supply?
Well, I think when you look at the drivers for the marketplace, and if you're just talking fundamentals, that's one thing. Inform is certainly going to be a driver tomorrow because they'll come back in and we'll again look at acreage. Fundamentally, I think what the weather does down south, you know, early planting is getting underway down there, and they've been very, very dry. So that will be a determining factor maybe in some of the mix that they have down there. And I think when you look, USDA report out next week, well, we of course, have our Indiana-Illinois outlook, which has been a trend changer so very many times over the last number of years. So we have to get past that and into the USDA report. And the acreage report at the end of the month is going to be it's going to be key. I think the first thing that was key to fundamentals or key to perhaps acreage mix was that 1349 on beans and 601 on corn. Beans have certainly improved the ratio. And so we'll be watching that very, very closely. But I think other than what you said, weather or a drought at this point in time or a full-fledged war someplace, which would be the most major thing that could happen. I think this market is going to continue to try and move itself sideways to higher until they really have some good, solid facts about what's going on out in the country.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Jackie Vaxis with Stuart Peterson joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. You can hear her again if you'd like on our website. The address is willag.org.